John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. We begin reading with 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that is made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank You today that we can come into Your house and read Your Word openly. Help us to be good students of Your Word. We've come to class now. We've come to learn from You. If we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, Holy Spirit's within our heart, we have the great teacher. We just need to open Your Word and search Your Word and study Your Word, and through Your precious Spirit, He will teach us Your way. Help us to learn more of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to know the Son of God is to know God the Father. And so please, just guide and lead us today. I hope everyone here knows You, Father, and can come to You. But we know that the only way that they can come is through the Son, the Lord Jesus, as He has offered His life upon the cross of Calvary, was crucified, buried, and rose again. And we know today, dear Father, that He is at Your right hand. And we are just awaiting His return to come and get His church. So please, help us to know more and to learn more and to understand today what we should be doing in service to You. First, come by faith to Jesus. Next, to serve. Guide and lead us now, dear Lord, through these words. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. As you know, each time that we start a new book, whether it's at one of the studies or on Sunday morning from the message, we have a little introduction to the book. We need to understand a few things. And I want to have you turn, first of all, to John chapter 20, the 30th and 31st verse, because that's actually the key to this precious book that we're going to be studying here. So if you would turn to John chapter 20, and we're going to read verse 30 and 31. Listen carefully, because this is the key, the purpose of this book. And verse 30 tells us, 20:30, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. Today, all without the Lord Jesus Christ are dead in their trespasses and sins. We need the Lord Jesus, the only form of life. A lot of people come and they, in witnessing, they said, don't you want to have eternal life? Don't you want to go to heaven? Well, my dear friend, don't you want your sins forgiven? That's what we need to deal with. Life begins the day that you trust in Jesus as your Savior. That's when life begins. You were dead in your trespasses and sin until that time. So if you don't know Jesus, you're still dead in your trespasses and sin. You don't even know what life's all about until you know Jesus as your Savior. And when you've invited Him into your heart as your Savior and accepted Him, then the Holy Spirit comes to live within, and we begin to learn and to grow. And you understand that for the first time, now I possess life. We don't have to wait till we die and go to heaven to have life. We have life here and now, and enjoy and rejoice in Him and walk with Him each day. And of course, then we get to spend eternity with Him. And how wonderful that time is going to be. But understand that the purpose here is that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His precious name. John, in his gospel here, he really tends to detail. And we're going to see that when it comes to the life of the Lord Jesus. There are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. each give us just a little bit different look at our Savior. And so we have chosen the Gospel of John. Luke and John give a very plain purpose for their writing. Of course, we know that all four Gospels are penned, the pen is driven by the Holy Spirit, that it is inspired. There's not that one is inspired more than the other. But some make it a very clear statement, and Luke and John make such a statement about the purpose of their Gospels. Luke tells us in 1:4, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. And so we're to come and to learn the Word of God. There is a purpose for it. And again, we know that in the Gospel of John, it's verses 30 and 31 in the 20th chapter that we've just read. Matthew is the kingdom gospel, presents Emmanuel, God in the midst of the Jews. In very quick survey, Mark presents Christ as Jesus, the servant prophet. Luke presents him as the Son of Man. And so Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all three, present clearly Jesus Christ, the Savior, in his patient, humble, long-suffering ways of grace in this world of sin. That's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Those three Gospels always speak of Christ as man, presented him to man in such a way that man would receive him, to come here and be God and man, but they come clearly that you would come to know him and receive him. And yet we still know that the masses, the bulk of the people, the majority of the people, even to this day, reject the Lord Jesus Christ. They would choose another way. They would choose a way by works, and maybe they don't have any affiliation with any church anywhere, but they think they're just good enough, and they're going to find their way to heaven somehow. Some have convinced themselves that there is no heaven, there is no hell. The minute that you take your last breath, that your body just goes into the ground, deteriorates, and that's it. That's all there is. Well, they will wake up, if they think that's all there is, in the place of torment, awaiting their eternal home, which is the lake of fire. And many people believe that there is no life after this one. This is it. They don't believe there is a God. And the Scripture is very clear that for someone that says there is no God is a fool. And for a person that says there is no God, then they are a fool. The meaning of that word fool is that they're literally out of their mind. They're out of their mind. So when you find somebody that says there is no God, they are crazy. They're out of their mind in order to do that. And yet, look at today and the society we live in today. More and more people begin to reject and believe the thought that there is no God. And we know that the world is deteriorating. As they reject the crucifixion, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord, they reject his ascension. They reject the thought that he is in the heavens with God the Father. In rejecting those things, they have rejected their only hope of life. They have no life. We need to be messengers of this great gospel, taking the word out. That's our purpose. The Jews had that first responsibility. They didn't do their job. God laid them aside and gave it to us, the church. It's our responsibility to give out the gospel and to tell folks how to be saved. That's the church's responsibility. It's not the church's responsibility to be a social club and a place of all activities where all can come. It's a place to preach the Word of God and to teach the Word of God. That's the purpose of the church. The Gospel of John presents this divine person who came from the Father, who took on the body of the flesh. And so we have God manifest in the flesh to this world. John's Gospel opens up with a tremendous statement. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. Do you realize that John 1:1 is before Genesis 1:1. Because when in Genesis 1:1 it says God created the heavens and the earth. Here, we're talking about the one that does the creating. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Gospel of John gives us the great I Ams. In John 6:48, I am the bread of life. In John 8:12, I am the light of the world. In John 10:9, I am the door. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. In John 11:25, I am the resurrection, the life. In John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in John 15:1, I am the true vine. The Gospel of John is the book of the I Ams. The I Ams came about back in Genesis, because when Moses was about to go to talk to the people, to lead them out of Egypt, they'd been in captivity in Egypt, and it was time to deliver them, God sent Moses to do that. But Moses was concerned. He said, "Who should I say that I am? Who should I say that sent me?" And he said, "I am. Tell them I am. That's the one that sent you." You can find that in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. And so we find here in the Gospel of John the great I Ams. But it started with the introduction all the way back in Exodus when Moses went before the people and he said, "I am sent me." And that's the introduction we have. The Word we have here, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The Word is uncreated. Everything that we experience is temporary. We can't imagine something that's eternal, but our God is eternal. The Son of God is eternal. The Holy Spirit is eternal. And so we find here in John 1:1, again, is ahead of Genesis 1:1. Because there we have, in the beginning, God created. Here we have, in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, the Word was God. The Word is a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. The Word is divine. The very entrance of the Gospel of John tells us, presents to us, the person of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful start to any day, to any person's life, is the introduction to you of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. John's Gospel begins here with his divine and eternal existence of the person Christ Jesus, the eternal, only begotten Son of God. What a start. Again, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Old Testament reveals to us the creation and records man and the creation of man. But John here precedes that. And it lets us know that the Word had no beginning. The Word was not created. The Word was before anything was. All was founded upon the uncreated existence of God, who created all things. The Word is personal. It's more than personal. The Word is a person, Jesus Christ. So when you study the Word of God, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The last half of that tells us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Back in Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2, it tells us, "Lord, Thou hast been a dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou art God. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Again, verses 1 and 2 precede Genesis 1:1. So now we come to the same place in Genesis when we arrive at the third verse of the Gospel of John. All things were made by him. Most people believe that the Son of God came into existence when he was born of the Virgin Mary. But the Word of God is very clear that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are eternally in existence, never created. And so when we look to these things, we find not only that God the Father, so then their assumption with that, if Jesus was born in Bethlehem and that was the beginning of his existence, then he would need to be created. He is not created. He is eternal. As we look at the one that created this world is not God the Father, but is God the Son. And it's very clear here in these verses of Scripture. But most people, when you ask them, who created the world? If they have any understanding at all, they say, God the Father. But right here, we have the one that was given the opportunity to create the world. Things that created, everything that God has created here for us has a limit of time. Everything that is of God, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, is eternal. And so when we serve an eternal God, we have the opportunity to possess things eternal. And so we need to focus on things that are eternal, not on things that are temporary. And we live in a time when of a throwaway society. In my time when I was younger, why, you would purchase something, and if it broke down, you took it in to get it fixed. Now you call the garbage man because it's of no value. You can't afford to fix anything. Throw it away. Thank our God that he gave us an opportunity that we don't get thrown away. We are saved by the blood of Jesus. Christ created all things, the world and all that is therein. First, we think of Jesus as our Savior, and that's really the first place you meet him. But once you know him as your Savior, then you realize that he is also the creator of all the worlds. All things. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and then verse 10 confirm that. By his word, God has revealed himself, his purpose, his love, his plan. The Old Testament scripture spoke to the people at that time through prophets, through a burning bush, through dreams, even through a donkey. So if you question that I have no value, God can't use me, he used a donkey. I know he can use each of us. You say, I can't open my mouth. I just can't speak when it comes time to sharing the gospel with somebody. He used a donkey to speak his words. Please, just open your mouth. God will use you. Be prepared. The burning bush you can find in Exodus chapter 3, verse 2. The situation with the donkey, if you haven't read it for a while, if you've never read it, go there this afternoon. Numbers 22, verse 22 through 31. And you'll find a man named Balaam. And you'll find the circumstances where he wanted to do something and God said no. And the donkey was smarter than Balaam. The old donkey wouldn't pass by the angel of the Lord. Balaam beat the donkey. Donkey went forward again. Angel of the Lord stood again. Donkey wouldn't go through. Each time it got a little narrower and a little more narrow, you know. And then the last time, why? The angel of the Lord stood there and donkey was just going to be beat to where he would die. It didn't matter. And finally, the old donkey went down on his knees and the angel of the Lord spoke through that donkey, and the donkey spoke to Balaam, and Balaam decided to listen. You see, he'll get our attention if we just follow him. Read that this afternoon, Numbers chapter 22. But since the Old Testament time, now we've moved into the last days, and we have a complete and full revelation, all that we're to know and have in the New Testament. And that spokesperson is the Lord Jesus. And so when we start here in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our revelation, what we see, is the Lord Jesus. God to man. There is no more given, and there is no need of more. So don't be looking for another book. Don't be looking for some new understanding to this precious book that some man all of a sudden God spoke to him and now something has been added. No. We have everything here. Complete. We have the plan of salvation. We have all guidance, all leadership. Everything is found in this book, in His Word, that we need. We have scripture verses to confirm that. And again, I hope you have your paper and pen, because go to 1 Corinthians 8:6 or Colossians 1:16. And it confirms that we have everything that we need. Please notice here again that all things were made by Him, but the Word was not made eternal. In the beginning, the Word was. We move now from eternal things in verse 1 and 2 to verse 3, and we find ourselves in the place of created things. Eternal things are pure, and now we have things that exist, created things. Christ is the creator, and He is the preserver of all that we have. The scientists believe that the sun, the moon, the stars, all just, you know, miraculously come about, evolved. I shared something Wednesday night, and you need to know because you can get your affairs in order. You know, when you're told that you only have a few days to live, why, it's time to get your affairs in order. And there's a volcano in Yellowstone National Park. They call it the Great Volcano because it's going to erupt any day. And when it does, it's going to spread its ash over 1,000 miles around it. And the ash 1,000 miles away will be up to 10 feet deep. So the United States, as we know it, will no longer exist. And it's going to happen any day. Any day. And we know it because it happened 600,000 years ago. And it's due again. Now, my question is, who was here 600,000 years ago? Because this old world's only 6,000 years old. Not 600,000 years. But the scientists and their brains, and they're so smart that 600,000 years ago it erupted. And it's erupted twice. This will be the third time. 1,200,000 years ago it erupted. And now it's about to erupt again the third time. So get your things in order, because we're doomed. We're doomed. That's science. That's science. They have to come up with something because they can't admit that there's a creator. They have to go back these millions and billions of years to make anything work, and then it doesn't work. But they refuse to believe in the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. They refuse to believe they need salvation. They believe that things just evolve. And isn't it something how that in the condition that we're in this creation, that the eyes, as an example, if there was just one less part of the eye, just one, you can't see, you're blind. One too many, you're blind. One too few, you're blind. How did we just evolve that it stopped right there and we can see? How'd that happen? It's because God created us. He created everything that we have. And the scientists just continue to try to disprove that. But in soul, they're really just showing their ignorance in what they're doing. In the beginning was the Word. Our Lord keeps everything in balance. We don't have to worry about all the things that the scientists tell us about. We need to be good stewards of His land, but we don't need to worry about the global warming and all the things that are going to come. Everything that we have was created by our God for our use, and we need to praise Him for it and know He is in control. Our God has an eternal plan. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him, not anything made that was made. Without Him, nothing. He's created everything. And then the verse 4 will begin next week. In Him was life. We'll start there. I hope that you knew that Jesus was the Creator. If you didn't, why, I hope that that was something that you have learned today. The Son of God is the Creator of the world. I hope that you know the Son of God not only as the Creator, but of as your Savior, personal Savior. Because it's a person, Jesus Christ. Came down to this earth, revealed Himself to us. Being perfect, and yet man was able to take our sins away. All the sins of all the world. You know Jesus as your Savior? Have you trusted in Him today? Don't miss that. Don't hope on some church membership or baptism or something like that. It's your relationship with Jesus. That's what it's all about. So please come by faith to Jesus. He is eternal. He's someone you can trust and walk with, our Savior Jesus Christ. Let's close with prayer. Father, thank You today for the opportunity to open Your Word and to begin this study in the Gospel of John. We go many times to John chapter 3, You must be born again. And we'll be there very soon. But dear Lord, please that You guide and lead us through these verses of Scripture. And oh, 1:14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We find that the Word is the Lord Jesus. Please, dear Father, guide and lead us. Help us through the leadership of the Holy Spirit to know Your will and way. We walk with You and serve You and praise You, knowing, realizing that the only way of life is through Your Son, the Lord Jesus. The only way of knowledge and wisdom, being able to take the knowledge that we have and use it properly, is to ask you for that wisdom. And Father, to know that you can give us the wisdom to walk each day, to have the strength, whether it's at work, at home, or at church, of what to do, and you can give us the strength we need. Please, that we turn to your word, learn from it, follow it, and become a bright light in this black world that we live in. That, Father, we'll open our mouths and our voices and speak the gospel, and folks will be saved. We ask that that happen through the radio, the website, the swords that we hand out, the feature, the daily bread. But, dear Father, also our own voices, that we speak. It's easier to give our money and have somebody else to do it. But you've called us to do it. Each one of us have our own field of work. Have us, dear Father, to open our mouths and speak, that folks will be saved. Father, thank you for your word today, and thank you for these folks that have come to hear it. We know we have several that are under the weather that have the flu today, and we just ask that they are will be back with us soon and feel well. And please, just Lord, guide and lead us now. Touch every heart, salvation first, and then service. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.